university.
Ignorant, we gon' bring that racket like it's Wimbledon. Discipline, but yet to find anyone equivalent. Ain't no podcast similar, now you won't find no synonyms. Be produced by Q Smith, sound like it's by Timbaland. JBB in charge, EG set the bar. Be sipping water tree and Turk gon' lay the law. Jokes may go too far, but that's just who we are. Prolific, so gifted, words that have your soul lifted. So consistent, yeah, so different. Ain't nobody copy that lane. Carry that torch, heat up the game. Ain't nobody got that flame. Different, different. Man, this intro different. Man, this intro ignorant. God damn.
And what's good, ladies and gentlemen? You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It's time for another edition, Ren and Stippy edition of the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. I'm your host with the most eaten ghost, Jay Brown, coming to you live from a semi-undisclosed location here in the grandest prairie of them all. It could be anywhere. It could be the Epic. It could be Dawn's house. It could be your mama's house, for all you know. Shout out to all the Mother's Day folks. We ain't forgot about y'all. So we have two guests that you've heard from today, that you've heard from before on the show today. Don't worry about why I'm tripping over my words. It's my show. I can do that. To introduce the first one, he's been on the show a number of times. I've known him for a decade and a half or so. I ain't like him then. I don't like him now. But he stuck with me at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, Dawn, what's good?
Hey, what's up? You know, I'm back to, you know, spread my Mavericks agenda and, you know, just let people know it's not over yet. So,
and his agenda he will spread. Dawn is top 10 troll, top 10 Maverick supporter. And you know, what else do I expect from a Cowboy fan?
Pending.
Yeah. Also, to my virtual left, we have, you know him, he is your co-host. He's here whenever I'm here, damn it, because I can't find nobody else. Ladies and gentlemen, his season has been over for a little bit, and it's nice outside. Let me welcome back, again, it's only been 2 weeks, Captain Scully, what's good?
What's happening? It's been raining pretty frequently up this direction. I'm, again, below the Mason-Dixon line for the time being, you know, but shout out to us down here. It's nice. Scully season's over. It's do-rag season. It's time to let all that hard work out. Make sure all of y'all are in the gym, because if you just started getting in the gym when it's warm, it's too late. Your back is big this summer. You should have started earlier. You know, championships are won in the offseason. Winter is the offseason. Yes, so, yeah. I started in the offseason, so.
This man said below the Mason-Dixon line. You moved like 30 miles south. You barely went anywhere.
Hey, that's fine.
I'm just saying. And I'm going back up to Connecticut in like a day, so.
Exactly.
It's still far.
Maryland is a very weird place. Like.
Yeah, we're too southern for northerners, and we're too northern for southerners.
It's not Ohio, so he
did. Damn, how did Ohio catch a stray?
Hey, I got family in Ohio, but I get it.
He understands.
It's
just fuck Ohio.
Yes, yes.
You know,
even Ohio folks
will
tell you.
Hate Ohio. It's okay to
hate. Even folks from Ohio will tell you that. So.
Hey, you know what? This is not a positive show all the time.
Exactly.
Sometimes we just hate.
It's not ever a positive show. What are you talking about? Sometimes.
Let me say something positive right now. Then shout out to WNBA for adding two teams. The Golden State Valkyries, as well as a Toronto team that is yet to be named. We talk about WNBA all the time, how they need to expand more teams to get more revenue, to spread the game. And hey, they're doing it. They might be listeners of the D1 Ignite University podcast, and you should be too. Also, may we say a quick word to our sponsor. Obiho.
Obiho.
Hey, Obiho.
See, like I told you, I didn't care about the beef, but that song has kind of been.
It is. Notice how a certain person didn't sound off when I said OVO. Remember how we said this is not always a positive show?
Right.
Don is one of the reasons why, because Don, you are a Drake apologist.
I'm not a Drake apologist. It's just facts. But the thing is, though, he lost, so there's nothing to say.
At least you admitted it.
I'm gonna tell you, A Drake apologist would not have admitted defeat. So
I'm saying, and
you can
then
give him that.
here's the thing though, when there was beef, you result to starting saying, well, he didn't address this, and doing whole dissertations about like he lost.
You lost.
It's, I don't understand. It said, or what was it? It's like, what happened to loving it as a sport? Like, why do they have to be a winner? I'm like, there's winners in sports. That's all. That's why I'm sorry.
Right, what sports do you know where there's well, I guess hockey, but like
It's still,
still, yeah.
but you can only have a tie up to a certain point. Like,
Yeah, up
yes,
to a certain point.
ties
Yeah.
in
Yeah,
soccer.
there's not going to be two Stanley Cup winners. It's like,
No, like
right.
there's ties in pool play, but once you get to the real thing,
Yeah.
ain't no ties.
And
Somebody gotta win.
then to come out to say, what was it? Family Matters was like that red button or whatever. And then, because what's funny is Family Matters is a good song, but the thing is the follow-up to having it at 20 minutes after, like, and then like the thing is they try to grade the song separately by like this, and it's like, that's not the diss. You gotta grade it or by what you respond to. And after that, this man threw up a white flag. And then also to find out this man, Kendrick, had like about 5 to 10 more songs in the tuck, and then was like, Don't Like Us, how crazy that went. It's over. Like
My
he
thing
talked.
was, I was just like,
It's like, I don't.
as somebody who was observing or not observing, because I don't care either way, but like, as somebody that was impartial, I really didn't think there would be a winner because I feel like both fan bases would get in their corners and like, oh, Drake fans won't admit he lost and Kendrick fans wouldn't admit he lost in theory, like, if somebody were. So, like, I really felt like this was probably going to keep going because I'm like, nobody's really gonna want to stand up and declare their guy the loser. But surprisingly, I was proven wrong. It seems like everybody either says Kendrick wins or they just kind of are like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it literally went undeniable, because the reason why it went undeniable, because Kendrick beat Drake in the charts as well. So if he beats you at your own game, and then the trolling, like, it's he beat you on all fronts. So it's like,
You out
when
Drake.
yeah, so
When the
once you've been out niggered, you can no
yeah, like
longer nigger.
Drake's still gonna, have his little have a shot. He's still gonna put out songs after this. People gonna ignore the fact, but it's like, we know he lost.
I mean that's fine.
This is the
Jay,
second beef he's lost. This is the second high profile beef he would have lost, and nobody cares.
look, beefs don't ruin your career if you're already a superstar.
Right.
Nah, ain't after Nas beat Jay-Z. Ain't shit happened to Jay-Z
I
career.
mean, Ja Rule, he was a superstar.
Tupac clearly beat Biggie,
I
but the
just
only thing that stopped his career was.
if you ask 50 Cent, that beef's still going on. So
Oh no, 50 Cent never had
50
peace.
Cent don't forget anything. 50 Cent is worse than.
He will never see peace.
Yeah.
But enough of that talk. We gonna get to things that we hate later. But we got to start off with some NBA playoff news. We'll start with the most recent. The Mavs and the Thunder last night, as of this recording. I didn't watch the Dallas Mavericks. You know what that was? That was the Dallas Chargers. Because to see a game given away in the fourth quarter like the Mavs, y'all just chargered that game away. I've
Everybody said the series was over.
game away in basketball.
To be fair, Jason Kidd is a terrorist, and also Luka needs to make it simple.
A terrorist.
Yes. How are you gonna go let them go on that big run and not call no timeouts at all?
Domestic or international?
Well, I think his wife would say domestic.
I guess, so
I
you gotta
mean,
be.
he's an international terrorist, because they were praising how good his coaching was, and then literally on display, there's no reason why he should have lost that game. So, but hey, the series tied 2-2.
Everybody said the series was over it when they went up 2-1. Everybody was talking. Well, no, they won in Oklahoma City. Then they went into Dallas. And, Josh Giddey, if he's not shooting his shot at teenagers, he just can't shoot. So it's
He can't,
like
man, so they can't play him like
they
that.
finally sat him down because they're like, look here, sir. Unlike your IG DMs, you got to shoot out here. You got to shoot in public. You can't be out here. And so it's like Josh Giddey really is the Ben Simmons of, I'm trying to think of, like, His pat he's a big dude that can pass the ball, but he can't shoot. And it's cool when you're on a rebuilding team, but when you get in the playoffs,
Yeah.
nobody is fearful of your passing if you can't shoot.
And he can't defend nobody, so it's like that's a main reason
Right.
why. Because he can turn the little point, but it's like, bruh, like
Only defending he need to do is in a courtroom with a public defender.
The only.
Why is Josh Giddey still around?
Question that need answered. I have another question. Why Kyrie not shooting the ball?
No, so it's like one of those things where they gotta find a rhythm to. Because I'll say, like in the games in the past in the Clipper series, there's a good time when okay, Kyrie's on, and then Luka's on. Kyrie's on and Luka's on. I think it's kind of like what the fuck? Because Luka started out the game fine. He just was horrific in the fourth. But I think the funny theme of the playoffs is after one game, because after OKC was up 1-0, I saw a lot of, oh, yeah, this series is over, blah, blah, blah. Timberwolves, they're up 2-0. They're like, this shit is over. Knicks, they're up. This shit is over. Celtics, no matter what the Caps.
It doesn't matter what the Caps do.
But I do like the younger talent, and it made NBA playoffs more fun to watch because it keeps on switching back and forth. There's no defiant. And the Nuggets are, like I said, showing why they are the Nuggets.
Why they the champs till they ain't the champs no more.
Aaron
The
Gordon.
Nuggets series is so weird. I've never seen a series where the road team has won every playoff game. It's like, bro, Minnesota went into Denver and I mean beat the you know what out of these dudes in two games. And you're sitting here thinking, well, surely that means when they go home in front of their own crowd that it's just gonna continue. And Denver said, no, it's not. No. That's not how this works here.
Crazy.
They beat the living daylights out of them in two games on their home court. It's like nobody can get momentum in that series.
Well, I will say this. You understand you're not a champion for no reason. And look, Anthony Edwards, if you didn't know, already know, well, damn it, you've been under rock, because now
Oh,
you
yeah.
should know.
No, he's
And
here.
he had an off game in game 4, which is cool. You know, he's human.
Which one did he drop 40?
Well, he did that in game four, but his 40 was for nothing in game four because it's like
That's what
you
I'm
had
saying.
to
That
come
was game
back.
three.
Yeah, it was game
It
three.
was
No,
game
yeah,
three.
talking about game four, he had 40.
Oh, my bad. That was game
Rookie out
three.
here flopping and yeah,
He's
nah.
had 40 in like three of the four games.
Yes. And Denver is just a damn good team. The European is not going to be run off that court. That Eastern European is with the shits, if you did not know. And the second you make him actually care about playing basketball, you done fucked up.
And
You
he
done.
still really doesn't care. The man won an MVP and said, you know, fucking, I don't even care for real. You know, I don't even pay attention to it. You know, it's like employee of the month for me. You
That's what
know,
I'm
it's
talking about. In the moment, if you make him care after the game, it's a game. It's like playing
the
catch.
man Jokic was dunking. That's how you know this is a wrap.
I
Jamal Murray,
dunk. I'm like, this fucker. This fucking.
Timberwolves just folded, bro. That whole sequence right after, but right before halftime is when you knew this game was a wrap. Like, even if they did eventually try to come back, it's like, bro, you just run the clock out. Like, why? What are you doing? And then you turn it over, then you try to throw it in, thinking you're going to get a heave from half court that probably wasn't going to go in anyway. Worst case scenario, but then the worst of worst case scenario happens where you turn it over and Jamal Murray decides, you know what? I'm gonna heave it from half court since y'all don't want to. And then they get three. And I'm just like, yeah.
Jamal Murray is really just making up for the Drake loss, because he's like, hey, two light-skinned Canadians is not gonna lose at the same time. And well, he not wrong. He gave you two solid games after struggling in game one and game two. He said he had to activate his light skin powers and say, I ain't going out like no bitch. And you know what? They really got some light-skinned assassins out there. Aaron Gordon, he ain't dark.
It's funny seeing like who's like international because SGA he Canadian too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a weird it's a weird thing to see, but hey man.
But he's a dark-skinned Canadian, so
Oh
he's
no, I know that, but I was just thinking of like
Dylan Brooks is Canadian.
Dylan Brooks is Canadian.
That's why I'm just looking at the
He's
NBA.
the opposite of every Canadian stereotype imaginable. All the things, but all these lighthearted Hallyo AA. I'm sorry, gee guys. Dylan Brooks is the opposite of all that.
Definition. Yeah.
Just black Air Force energy in Canada, which is just I didn't think was a thing.
Y'all ever seen Letterkenny? That That is Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
Dylan Brooks Letterkenny, if you haven't.
Googles.
I recommend seeing an episode or two of Letterkenny. I'm not gonna say that it's the greatest show in the world, but it's got some funny moments. It is definitely some Canadian comedy I can get behind. Going out back east, I think we said it. It doesn't really matter what the Cavs do. They're just outmatched against Boston, especially if Spider Mitchell isn't gonna play anymore.
And Jared Allen's already been out.
Boston is just handling business like they're supposed to. They're vulnerable, obviously, because if you're still depending on Jason Tatum to be your best player, I don't know what to tell you by now. He's shown me enough. Jalen Brown, I don't talk down on other JBs.
I do.
We know.
Yeah, really good.
Porzingis, you want to talk down about Porzingis?
I mean,
he's not even played.
Yeah, he's. I mean, all I'm saying is he's the one that said he quit on the Mavs and they won't try to play.
I'm just saying he saw that there was one Eastern European in there and he said there's not big enough room for the both of us. And he decided to go. And that was never going to be a fit anyway, I don't think, just because
but
for a
like
lot of things.
Expectations like, all right, this is what it's supposed to look like. It's not going to look like that. And then even then, it's just.
He just refused to fit in, but that's fine. That we pretty much know out east that it's gonna be the Celtics and whoever can come out of this New York Indiana series. Halliburton decided to show up last game. That was the first time since shit. What month is it? May.
Mm-hmm.
First time since probably March.
The tournament
that I've seen a Tyrese Halliburton sighting. It's rare. And Jalen Brunson, though hurt, I don't see him slowing down. He hasn't slowed down. Actually, let me go on a quick rant. Ladies and gentlemen, I just started doing a few prize picks last weekend. Nothing crazy. You know your boy ain't got a bunch of money to be gambling. No way. Because blackjack is my game, not this sports betting thing.
Not sponsored.
Josh Hart. You hustling motherfucker. Me and you got... The over-under on Josh Hart's rebounds was 13. For those of you who don't know my height, I'm roughly 6'2"-ish. Josh Hart is my height. Why in the halibut is a 6'2 guard getting 18 rebounds? What shit is this? I hate you, Josh Hart. I hate you. You owe me $15. Okay, back to some ignorance.
Well, I just want to add on just an underlying message. Do not bet. If you guys love yourselves, do not bet on sports. It will only lead to disarray and effects in your mental health, and you want to protect that.
That's why I don't do it. It's just stupid. I'd rather it's stressful enough watching games when I don't have money on the line.
It's like, why don't I multiply my stress during a game?
Right.
It's like, all right, let me bet on something from the Cowboys. It's like, hold up. It's like, do I not care about myself?
At all. You really don't. Betting on the Cowboys is just...
Captain Scully, you understand this to a degree. I'm a fan of the Chargers. Do you think I care about my mental health at this point?
Hey.
Do I care?
I mean, that's true.
But... Well, you care enough that you haven't been gambling. Because imagine if you start prize picks on the Chargers, I'm going to call the people myself and get them to come to your house.
Nice. If I'm doing prize picks on the Chargers,
you've got to be insane. If we get to that point, I'm gonna really be like, is everything okay? Like, are you all right?
We need to have an intervention. If I start,
like, are you okay? Picking on the
Chargers, like I try my best.
The hell are we doing here?
I try my best in fantasy never to draft home team players. But the thing is, if I see CeeDee Lamb in like the fourth or third, I'll be like, fuck it. But it's end up being bad for me. But it's just like. That's what I'm saying. So it's
fantasy is where you gotta fantasy and March Madness is where you gotta put your fanhood aside and be like, all right, what is actually
I
the
mean
best
March
thing?
Madness is you.
You know, CD, it takes him a minute again going. He'll go like 3 or 4 weeks with like five catches total and then complain about it, and then he'll get 15 catches in week six when you decide not to look at him.
Yeah, and the thing is like when you start him, and those games where he has those like four catches and you need just, you know, just an extra 5 points. He nice. Decides not to get it.
So I said, fuck you.
I mean, I remember I had a good fantasy journey when I started. I like now I'm just bottling out. I was like, only way I can win now is through free agency, but now everyone's try hard, you know? So.
I've been there. And in my defense, in the last few years, Austin Eckler has been a fantasy machine.
Oh, yeah.
So that, even though that's a home pick, it's also just a smart
Oh, yeah, he's
fantasy
just
pick.
smart. But the thing is, he's going to go in the top five. So it's
Yeah,
like,
he's definitely. If you got in the bottom half, yeah, you forget that.
and let's not even talk about the, what are you talking about? The lottery, or like you get $100 to bet and you bid it and stuff like that. You're like, yeah, nah.
Now, fantasy, if you're gonna bet, just have a small pool with your homies. Like it's not worth doing the real fantasy. But moving on to our next subject of the NBA and the NFL together, Austin Rivers has come out and said there are 30 dudes in the NBA who could start and make an impact in the NFL right now. I just want to say, please take podcast mics away from these Negroes. Please take it away. Not me though, because I'm good at this. But
When Lonzo Ball has a podcast, that's how you know we have gone off the rails.
oh yeah, he
We have,
talked.
as a society, have failed. If Lonzo Ball has a credible podcast about anything, then that's how
Like,
you know.
why are we doing this? Have we not settled this debate of you can't, guys from other sports can't do other sports? There's been a select few in the history of games who we deem just the greatest athletes ever to cross over into the professional rounds of multiple sports.
Right.
Deion Sanders, Bo Jackson. That's about it. That's about
I
it.
mean, then Bo's body said GG's, and Dion.
And even them, even like, it's crazy. Like you said, you can't do it. Like, basketball can't play football. Football can't play basketball. Football players can't run track. I wish they'd stop doing that. Like, it's just not realistic. And Austin Rivers, you know people hate him because Paul George said the same thing and did not catch nearly as much flack. This is just specifically Austin Rivers saying it. It matters who says it. Because if LeBron came out and said, hey, 30 football players can play in the NFL, we'd be like, well, which ones? Austin Rivers says it, and it's like, boy, shut your light-skinned ass up.
Shot. And then we got to understand, what do you mean by play? Like, if you're a good enough athlete from the NFL, yeah, you can get 2, 4 points in the NBA. Yeah, there's some guys out there. Like, both of us know Myles Garrett is a damn good ball player.
Yeah, but yeah.
But he ain't finna go and start on no one's NBA team.
He might get a dunk in the game, like a
I
simple dunk.
mean, he'll give you a dunk. He can probably get you a solid and one. And probably leave the night with 4 points.
So I need people to stop basing their opinions off of like them seeing pickup games. They saw Patrick Mahomes do a step through, step back, and like, oh my God, he'll be amazing in the league. Like, stop. Like, it's
It's not the same. Pickup ball is not the same.
there is literally, how is it, like 500 like people like in the NBA or players?
If that, I
No,
think it's
but
been
I mean,
three.
but like that's including like practice squad
Yeah,
and like stuff like that. And
probably four.
that's what I'm saying. So it's like,
probably couldn't even beat the practice. The G League. There's some guys on the G League that would smoke some NFL players.
There's dudes
Bruh.
in the G League who can drop 40 who would struggle to get 10 in the NBA.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how much the pool gets cut by, like literally be like, okay, I'm gonna take this NFL player and drop him in the NBA. It's like, hold on, you just not gonna drop. He gotta try out, he gotta play other people. It's not as simplistic as like people think, and it's no different. And that's why that famous Brian Scalabrine quote is like, he's closer.
To
Yeah,
LeBron,
yeah.
Brian Scalabrine is quoted saying, "I am closer to LeBron than you are to me," and that's a fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah, it's like,
And it's flip side. People think just because he's 6'10", you think he just plop him on an NFL field and think you still got to learn how to run routes. You still got to, or if you're
first of
playing
all,
offensive line, whatever. Like,
there's so many things that
there's
go
so many
into
things that go into football.
a football that y'all haven't even, that them arguing hasn't even talked about. For one, basketball is played indoor in AC climate controlled environments. Football is not, for the most part.
Played in the elements.
Yeah,
You out here.
but your ass still got to go to Green Bay in Wisconsin.
In the
I mean,
middle of January.
you got to go to Green Bay in December.
You gotta take a tackle. Like,
You got
who's
to get hit.
if you're a certified flopper in the NBA, you think you're just gonna be like, oh, I'm just flopping this hit. Now, granted, like, of course, like fight or like a like NFL has gotten like more softer on like tackles and stuff like that. But the thing is though, it's just
Oh, but you
like,
still will get fucked up.
yeah, that's what I'm saying though. It's like, okay, hey, sit here and take this tackle from Aaron Donald. I'm
Yeah,
going home.
all right.
I'm
I'm
going
going
home.
just
Like, I
like
don't want this.
going home.
Marcellus Wiley had a great interview with Vlad talking about this whole debacle, and it made so much sense. And I'm a part of it. He described me in this too. Everybody, every sport, every athlete wants to go to the NBA. They get the most honeys. They get the best contracts. They get all the spotlight. Basketball is a lot more fun game to play casually than any other major sport in America. But at some point, you have to play to your talents. And I can use me for a good example. I'm 6'2" like I said. For NBA high competitive basketball, I'm short. And I'm a small point guard, and I'm not a point guard in general. So I made the decision, hey, you want to be one of the shortest dudes on the court or be one of the tallest dudes on the field? That's it. For the linemen who are your more athletic linemen, say your Myles Garrett, your TJ Watts or whatever you want to consider him, Myles Garrett is big on the field. He's 6'6", 6'7", if you want to give it to him. That makes him
265 or whatever pounds.
that'll make
No.
you NBA small forward or NBA small or you'd be a small power forward.
Lou Dort, for example. Lou Dort, Oklahoma City Thunder's Lou Dort, 6'4, 220. He little on the basketball court. 6'4, 220 is a middle linebacker in the NFL. Probably an edge rusher.
Yeah, like 2 6'4", 220. If you're playing linebacker, a
You're undersized.
power at him. Power run at him.
I think it's just like it just they get too caught up in being like, okay, you know, we feel like they can do this and blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, it's not really. Now, granted, sometimes I'll be watching NBA games and I see that, but I'm like, hey, bro, like you can't get a layup right here, you know. The ego coming, but if we want to talk reality, it's like, hey, man.
Like, yeah, when I say I be joke, we be joking in here and talking about, oh, this dude's trash, this dude's trash. When I say somebody's trash, I mean in relation to their peers.
Yes,
Not
exactly.
me. I'm not saying I'm better than him. I'm just saying he's trash in relation to his peers.
No, and you never hear me talk about myself in an egregious way. Like,
Right.
yeah, I think I can score 2 points in the NBA game. I'm confident in myself.
I
I
could do
think
it by accident. I could heave the ball up on a
exactly.
foul and hit a
I'll
bank shot. I
exactly.
can't. Yeah.
I'm a firm believer. If you gave me 30 minutes in an NBA game, am I getting cooked every other play?
Oh, yeah,
Absolutely.
absolutely.
If you give me 32 minutes in an NBA game and you
I'll
give me
get you 2 points.
I may give you like a 2% field goal percentage, but I'll get 40 shots. I'll
But
get a couple of baskets.
if you give me 30 minutes in an NBA game, if you play basketball at any level, you understand the ball is eventually just gonna bounce right to you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll get you 2 points. I might even get you four or five.
You might fuck around and
That's
get a
what I'm saying.
fast break.
Yeah, but if you want to talk about my plus minus and my
It's not looking good.
efficiency, it's not looking good for
but
you.
man,
Yeah.
let's take this into the NFL. What is like, all right, yeah, let me put me at running back. Like, give me like 20
Let
rushes.
Aaron Donald come at you free hand. Coach, I'm going home.
You give
Yeah,
me
that's what I.
20 rushes with a decent offensive line, say like the Cowboys offensive line healthy. I might give you 10 yards.
I won't get to 20 rushes. I'll be folded like a pretzel before.
In total,
Okay.
yeah, I might give you 20 yards for the game.
Yeah. Talk
And
about
that's
20
one of
rushes.
the
And
things.
nigga have to rush 10 and be like, bro, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't want any more.
I rush three. I'm like, hey, coach.
Yeah, he said that average
Coach,
gonna
I'm
be
good, bro.
a good
You
throw.
get one, you get
Okay.
one one-on-one with Aaron Donald in the hole and be like, Coach, no, I'm not. Give
Okay.
him my hand, my carries. I do not care.
But it's just like, look, you're not gonna be efficient.
You
It's
know,
okay.
and there's a certain level of control that one guy has in basketball that one guy will never have in football.
Yeah.
There's too many moving parts. Like, say you're a receiver, you are 110% dependent on the quarterback. Just gotta look your
Yeah.
way. If he gets sacked before he even thinks to look at you, or if the nigga just don't like you and looks the other way, guess what? You did everything for nothing.
Yeah. And they call receivers divas, but it'd be like, hey, man, if you feel like you open every time, it's like,
Receiver, we are not divas,
no,
we just passionate.
No, that's why I said everyone calls receivers divas, but the thing is, it's like it's kind of if your contract is dependent on the quarterback and like your like what you need to do, I know that can come a little bit
Hey,
tough.
it's the only position that 100% depends on somebody else. The running back, I would say like 85% depends on the line. Of course it does. But every now and again, a running back just does some amazing shit. We're like, damn, nobody touched us hole. He still made a first down.
And then also, running backs, have to block, sometimes watching Randall block.
Just, aim for the knees, aim for the knees and hope for the best. But anyway, that is NBA players and NFL and vice versa. Austin Rivers, shut the fuck up. I said it. I
We can
said it.
all agree on that. It doesn't matter what sports team. We all know that Austin Rivers
Ring of
needs to
this.
shut the fuck up.
It already happened.
Oh yeah, that James Jones.
It already happened.
That James Jones play. That man said 12 team, or he's like 11 years,
7
17.
teams. It ain't 9 points.
He
It
said,
ain't
and my
look.
daddy is that's crazy.
Anyway, we're here to stop for some ignorant news right now. So today in ignorant news, a man jumped the dad of his daughter's bully. Personally, he did nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong if you ask me. Done.
My only
I
thing,
don't hate it.
I don't hate it. The only thing, I'm all about, confidentiality. I don't like
Yeah,
see me.
he
I don't
don't.
like to see my fellow black man incriminate themselves. I like to keep that, but
Yeah.
good content. But the thing is, I'm full support. But it's like, hey man, you just like you don't
And I
want to
will say, make sure you can fight, because if you run up on the wrong bully's daddy, and you see why the bully is the bully,
They tried to say it was like, oh, why are you jumping? It's
next
like.
thing you know, you and your child getting bullied. Now we got
I
a
mean,
bad situation.
when it comes to my kids, I ain't fighting fair.
It's,
Fuck that. That's why we jumped him.
and you are completely justified in doing so. It's like he said it. He said we had multiple, parent conferences. He tried to keep it cordial,
He
but
went
it's like,
through all the proper channels.
sometimes you just gotta take a little vigilante justice, a little Batman.
But like I said, don't incriminate yourself,
Don't.
Hey, you may want to call Jay Oma, but just
Or at least wait a few months, after it happens to where the point is, hey, they can't come back for you now. Statute of limitation on things. Just throwing that out there. Also, today in ignorant news, for those of you who do not know about socioeconomic status of the world, Japan is having a population crisis. They have too many older people and not enough younger people being born to support their society. And because of this, they have enlisted help from the black men of the United States. Japan has asked black men to come basically impregnate their women and help with their population issue. Why black men specifically? I don't know.
I would like to have our listeners do their own due diligence and research. I'm pretty sure there's context behind it, just kind of satire. But there has been a population crisis, with stuff like that in Japan. But that's all I want to add.
Don was being racist before the show.
You're lying. You're lying.
I'm not.
You're lying.
I got confused.
No.
You were
No.
racist.
No. That is a crazy line to come out. No, that was not me.
Captain Scully was there. Don was
Where? When? What? Exactly.
there. That's how.
Exactly. No, because he's like, you're not gonna lie. He's like,
Wait,
this.
no. I missed what he said. I missed the back half.
All I did was get confused on whether Don went to China or Japan.
No, it wasn't him.
Oh, yeah,
Oh yeah.
no. Well,
He's like, wasn't
I
you
will
over?
say.
And I was like,
No,
no,
that
that.
was China. Like, oh, my bad. I thought it was Japan.
Nah,
That was.
it's an honest slip up. Just don't do it in person. Don't go to China and be like, oh
Exactly.
yeah, Japanese. No,
All
they hate
I did.
Japan over
They do.
there.
And Japan hates them.
Which is completely.
Everybody in Asia hates Japan.
Look, both of us watch enough anime. We know the difference between China and Japan.
But I'm gonna tell you, look, Japan,
I forgot which one you went to. I am sorry.
overseas man, they all the
You
same.
ever look up Japan's criminal? You ever look up Japan's history in the world in terms of like wars and war crimes? People in Asia hate them. Like China hates them, the Cambodia hates them, Vietnam hates them.
Russia, do you know what it, how bad you got to be for Russia to hate you?
Well, Russia hates the U.S., so we see that.
And we know how bad the
And we
U.S.
know why that is.
All I'm saying is, like, you gotta understand, like, call Korean Japanese, call Japanese Korean, they will.
That is fighting words.
Fighting
That
words. It'd be like,
one
what'd you say, nigga?
Exactly. That's why, respectfully, you gotta be like, all right, so.
But yeah, no,
That's
this
where you're from.
population problem, though.
What's
Yeah,
your
this population
heritage?
problem.
Good.
They'll let you know.
That quickly.
And then also, especially being in Grand Prairie, melting pot, I like to say that if you hear enough language, you can differentiate or whatever. So,
I've seen enough anime. I know the difference between Chinese and Japanese.
I'm sure if you're like in California, I'm sure you can probably tell the difference. You know the difference.
Either way, we are culturally sensitive on this show.
Except
So,
Jamal.
first of all, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Nah, I'm not letting this go because our next segment is the beef is finally over. Kendrick and Drake is done. We touched on it a little bit at the beginning of the
Just
show.
like Drake was touching on the minors.
It's like Drake was touching on a minor. What are some things where that you are the biggest hater of? Don, this is not a positive show. You pointed that out. So let's be negative. What are you some of the biggest hater of?
One Piece is trash, bro. I
This,
don't understand
Jesus,
why.
I think you should speak up. Say that with your whole chest.
I don't understand why One Piece is still highly tied to that one. That show is ass.
You just gotta finish watching all 1,000 episodes.
Exactly.
We're past 1,000. I think we're at like
Exactly.
1,200.
I don't have to get to episode 400. Hey man, this is where it's getting good. This is where it's getting spicy. No, like just. I hate it. And I think the fans made me hate it because the thing is, they're like, if you don't like it, your taste is out. It's off. There's not many animes I hate, honestly. Like, you can name a lot, I'll be like, okay, that's okay, that's fine. One
Now, what
Piece.
are your views on My Hero Academia?
Solid show, horrible fan base.
The thing is, I feel like it's getting overran to the point.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah,
Gotcha.
I'm not. How it started out and like how it was like going now is just like the pacing is just it's more so it's like I don't care, bro. It's like I don't care anymore. Like I don't necessarily think it's trash, but it's like I don't care about it. I'm more indifferent
Yeah. I
because
have to
I
catch up again.
yeah, because I don't see enough people shoving like this is the GOAT. Like that, now, mind you, when the first of two season is like, hey man, just got the makings of being something great, and then it's just like it stalled out and it's fine.
They started so hot, man.
Yeah, it just phased out.
It's basically if One Punch Man took itself seriously.
Yeah,
That's the
but
premise.
what's this? What's this anime they got with Jodeci as like the outro music? What's that one?
Oh,
Yeah,
you
I don't know.
oh you don't know about JoJo's?
No, I
Nope.
need to watch it
Oh, hard mention.
though.
I'll
How
mind
they
you.
get you?
I did have a what was it annoyance with JoJo mainly because of the animation or whatever. The thing is, I never watched it. I decided to watch it. Now I haven't like progressed on it, but I think I've gotten all the way to the third season. But it's actually a good show.
No.
So I don't have any disdain for JoJo, but I do have disdain for
Well,
One Piece.
I will tell you,
So we say
Joe.
all this to say One Piece is trash, basically. Yeah.
While we're talking about haters, the premise of JoJo is just
Hey.
one dude hating for
Hey.
generations.
Hey.
And
That's how
I'm
most of them start.
generations.
Inspiration,
That's
though.
how most of them start. If we think about it, that's how most of them start. I mean, one for all, hated on all for one. Like it just, it's like they all start with one generational hater.
Captain Scully, what do you hate? Let me know. We're being negative.
What do I hate? Man, I have a deep-seated hatred for Taylor Swift fans. Just hate all of them. I hate stan culture in general. I hate people.
It was a good ride. It was a good ride. If this is the
I hate
last.
stan culture. I hate stan culture in general, whether it's Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj. I'm gonna just name all the big ones. I just can't stand people that these people don't know you. These people do not know you.
I thought I felt a bee next to me. A flint for
Damn,
a
they beating on
second.
my door already.
Yeah.
Damn it, Scully.
All right, no, okay. I'm gonna be more general. I'm gonna go something like Aubrey Sexuals. I can't stand Aubrey Sexuals.
Aubrey Angels. Aubrey's
I would
Angels.
say the people. It's just Caitlin Clark fans. They're all incels.
By the way, Peyton Clark shot 33% of her devout. Just want
I
to
mean,
say
yeah, but she, you know.
That's because her over was 1 point. She'd fuck around and have 12 assists.
I mean,
I don't
so
even dislike her. I don't even dislike Caitlin. Caitlin her Clark is cool. It's
but
just her fan base.
yeah, but I'm just saying she shot 33%.
Caitlin Clark is cool. I don't have a beef with her. It's her fan base. It's like, bro, y'all hate women's basketball unless she's playing. It's such a weird dichotomy.
I don't hate her either, but if we want to get WNBA like in that airspace to be talked about, slander got to be happening. So when shoot night, it happened 33%. Gotta let that be known. Gotta let
See,
that be known.
but her fans are toxic, bro. They will literally be like, bro, nobody cared about the WNBA before Caitlin Clark. I'm like, what are you talking about? People talking about we didn't know who Asia Wilson was before Clark showed up. Nigga, what?
To pull a point from our friend Maya over at Overtime Sports, shout out to Maya Overtime Sports. She even though she ignored my beanie comment today. The W nobody watches the WNBA. It's been around for 28 years. Somebody been watching that hoe.
Yeah.
And
Right. There have been several attempts to start women's basketball leagues that failed. Somehow the W is still kicking.
And we get it. You know, it's not the biggest league and it's making strides to become better. The NBA didn't become the NBA overnight. You
Right.
and B are both big times of the Winning Time docuseries. And the NBA was literally on the edge of bankruptcy before Magic and Larry. So we can't act like every league doesn't go through its ups and downs. Hell, the NBA and ABA merged, just like the NFL and AFL merged, because they were not going to survive separately. Shit happens.
Yeah, it's all about finding that good moment in time and having a good story that you can.
And everybody's talking about like, oh, they talk about salaries. And the way I look at it is you're still getting paid six figures to play basketball.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that they shouldn't be making more, but the people sitting here playing them like they're so poor. Oh, look at these broke boys. And I'm like, bro, Caitlin Clark is still making like $80,000 a year playing basketball. Like, that's still more than most of us make.
I just think the hatred comes from just looking at Tobias Harris play basketball.
Breonna Stewart gets paid $300,000 a year to live in the state of New York, so.
I understand the hate. I understand the hate in regards to that, but it's like you can do the comparisons till you blue in the face. So, but it's just
Yeah.
like, hey, that's the market, and
And you know who the biggest supporters of the WNBA was? I found this pretty shocking, but it's not surprising, actually, when you think about it. They said black men are like the biggest supporters of the W.
yeah, man. And when Skyler, all right, let me chill
It
out.
was definitely Scotland.
Yeah,
It was
was
Scotland.
definitely Scotland. No, it was. It
It
was. But I'm saying they said black men make up the highest number of fan base, like just over the years. Like
And you know
it's
what?
been black men that support them. It's not even like
The
some of the
real
other groups that you would think.
we appreciate some good hoops.
a real sign of respect is ask a black man how he feels about Pat Summitt. Never seen a black man have anything negative to say about Pat
Not
Summitt.
a damn word, but
I
we
was
all not a word.
not oh, I wouldn't say shit bad about Pat Summitt. That's my dog. It's time for me to get real negative on this show. I thought I was gonna prepare a diss track, then I realized I can't rap. But I'm gonna go down the list. These two only said one thing. This is my show. I'm saying more
I
than
was
one.
gonna let you, I was gonna let you rock.
I'm the biggest hater. I hate the way you talk. I hate the way you don't shoot the fucking ball, Ben Simmons. How are you still in the NBA? Only because you're 7 feet fucking tall. You gonna be the tallest salesman in AT&T history, and I hate you for that.
You got drip.
Next, Rudy Gobert. I hate that you have so many fucking Defensive Player of the Year awards. Bam deserves two of them hoes. You fucked up the NBA trade market.
Victor should have got one this year.
The only reason you are looking at in a slightly more positive light right now is because Ant-Man came and saved your whole fucking career. And Karl-Anthony Towns, he's not on the list, but he's still a bitch too. Next, Josh Hart. You a whole ass nigga. I just started betting and you just started taking my money. Why does a 6'2 guard have a over under of 13 rebounds? I choose the under because ain't no way a nigga my height gonna get 13 rebounds in the NBA game. And he ends the night with 18. Fuck you, Josh Hart. And lastly, but not least, the nigga who decided to put sections on couches in the club. I hate you. I was taught as a child that I was gonna get to run up in the club like Usher in a You Don't Have to Call video. And that has yet to happen because you wanted to put couches all in the clubs and make them 99% sections with no percent left to cut a rug, to jig, to booty, to whine, to grind and spend some time. And you know, I used to pray for times like this to rhyme like this. I can't do that no more because you wanted to put couches in there. I'm
I
done.
feel that. I hate sex and culture in general. It ruined the clubs. People don't dance anymore. Everybody just wants to get in the section and get on TV and pretend like they're having a good time blowing their hookah and spending money on overpriced bottles. I hate it.
Did I miss anything? Is there anything else I'm supposed to hate?
Anti-vaxxers. Can't forget anti-vaxxers. Fuck anti-vaxxers. Fuck flat earthers too. I just don't
Oh,
understand how you
not too
people
much.
get out of bed at that. How
Not too
do you people not get
much.
out of how do you people get out of bed in the daytime?
Flat earthers are my favorite people because they're so funny. Right? You chose to be stupid. It's not you are stupid. You woke up and decided I'm gonna be dumb.
Bro, I'm like, how do anti-vaxxers get out of bed every morning? It's like, oh yeah, the government this, the government tracking, the government, the government, the
You
government. Nigga, what?
eat food every day that the government approved. Like you're not growing that shit in your backyard, fam.
But you know, sometimes, you know, being a flat earther, you know, it can allow, you know, certain abilities, you know, how
It give
like
you superpowers.
the way, you know, Kyrie, you know, laying up, you know, having defenders off, sometimes you may be dribbling like it is a flat earth, you know,
Hey,
so
but it comes with drawbacks. That's why Kyrie can't really dunk no more.
but what's dunking? Like,
I was lucky when you got handles like that.
exactly. And then Kyrie kind of alley, you know, like
He's still 6'4". Like
yeah.
he's
What's funny? What's funny is when like someone like Curry or like Kyrie, they do a dunk and be like, "Oh my God, bruh!" Like they can do this.
they
Like
dead.
that's
Like
not there.
it's
That's
like,
not
bro,
there. Yeah.
everybody's not Vince Carter. Just they ain't supposed to do it.
When they dunk, they be thinking it's like a Make-A-Wish kid or something. They be like, "Oh my God, they dunk!"
I don't know. If Klay Thompson didn't try to dunk, he would have never torn his ACL.
Yeah.
If he just laid the ball in, Klay, you already dribble like a Republican. Just, oh, I forgot. How I
That because like what's when it's like you hear it and you're like
It
that
just
it sticks
it just makes sense.
or like was it Draymond shoot like he
Like you
got
got a
the backpack on.
backpack on.
Oh my God, I was laughing for weeks when I saw that for the first time.
Oh, I also forgot some crucial things that I hate. Anything OU related, fuck you. You some traitors. You don't even know what a Sooner is. Every Texan that goes to Oklahoma, I hope they never let you back on this side of the Red River again. Nah,
Wait,
stay.
do we hate Oklahoma softball too? You hate them too?
Yes, because they beat Texas. But
Oh, okay. Gotcha,
I'm not a
gotcha.
hater of OU softball because hey, you got to give credit when credit due. Them girls all in. But UT softball is number one overall seed in the tournament this year.
And they did beat Oklahoma this year.
See y'all in Omaha. But
And I know because I kept that highlight.
so just letting y'all know. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. Dawn, you got any final thoughts for the people?
Oh no, I think this is the first show. I think I got everything out, so I'm
He'll have more to say. He'll have more to say to me tonight.
good.
Scully, final thoughts.
Well, WNBA season is beginning, you know. Looking forward to seeing what my good sis Angel Reese does this year. You know, I'm a Chicago Sky fan going forward. You know, and the Mystics too, just because I'm from DC. I don't, I, but I'm really rooting for the Chicago Sky, man. I gotta get me some Chicago Sky merch.
Women looking. Hey, you know, it happens. WNBA, good looking women. So, thank you again for tuning in to the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. I look forward to coming to you live whenever the hell I feel like it. Why? Because I can do that. So, like we love to say at the end of every episode, keep learning, keep living, keep loving. Matt Ramirez, stop arguing with me about basketball. You are wrong. And we out.
University.